The Rural Action Subcabinet is putting together schedules now for future public meetings in rural communities, looking for ideas and suggestions from local residents on how to improve conditions there. Attorney General Daniel Sullivan says the first trips to Unalakleet, Nome, and Kotzebue proved the public has a lot to say, with high participation in meetings lasting several hours in many places.
The benefits that we've seen in terms of ideas already from opening the process up are very apparent. And I'd also like to mention, we actually had a meeting of the rural subcabinet just a few days ago with a number of the commissioners who are on it. And there is a strong interest in not only continuing but accelerating these kind of visits to rural Alaska with a number of the commissioners holding the kind of town hall meetings that we had. So we are all working to coordinate our schedules and accelerate some of these visits.
The subcabinet will deliver a finished report to Governor Sean Parnell in December, setting out plans for improvement. Sullivan says he was most impressed with the public's input on public safety concerns, on alternative energy, and on technology, helping with the delivery of services.
Whether that would be in the area of telemedicine, whether that would be in the area of education, law, and the use of technology in terms of the court system. There was ideas that we were hearing about in several different areas on the potential for that that I think we're really just scratching the surface on.
He says an interdepartmental task force headed by Lieutenant Governor Craig Campbell will address the short-term needs for this coming winter in rural Alaska. He says it will focus on food and fuel and involves input from every village or community in the state.